Welcome,
that's right, good people.
My good peoples, good day. Good to be alive.
That's right.
It's another day, another breath.
Yeah.
Grateful for each breath. That's what I like to say.
And some got a bill. I got a job. Gotta pay my bills and everything.
My corns need to be fed.
Yeah, you think about it now already. Month end is coming up.
That's right. You gotta catch up.
Month end is coming up.
Catch up with the month. Catch up with the month. It's so interesting, people. People usually towards the end of the month, they're already clocking in, you know what? Yeah,
this is,
you know, let me carry the two. You know, I'm going to get paid this amount. I got to make sure I stretch it like butter on thick bread.
How many times after payday you get to like,
you broke
one week after you got paid, you
like
broke
yo, man.
A joke.
It's like, ain't yo, that some,
man. Come on, man. You wish that could last. Like
oh,
end of the month,
goodness,
you get your pay stub and everything. You go to the ATM, you're like, ooh, look at these numbers.
So many commas.
Ooh, they look good.
Looking pretty.
And then suddenly debit orders come off. Boom, 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 boom.
One after
Say
the other.
Say what?
One after the other.
You got to pay rent and everything. And before the second week, you're walking on
goodness.
Your socks.
Like, ain't oh that my goodness, man. And it's never ending because guess what? Short next list. Month, we're back to square one.
Back to square one. Man, I just can't get ahead. I got shot. I'm
scared. Oh, my goodness, man.
So, right, baby, Buena Vista FM, man. Hello.
Thank you for joining us. This is DR Taino with my co-host.
That's
and
right.
Co-pilot.
The Love DJ.
Doing our due from Hinase.
What you say? All the way in a wonderful
what
province.
Did
or,
you say?
Prefecture. Of Okayama.
We're trying to translate for those. What
That's
did
right.
you say? Not what you say, Hina. Say what did you say? For our Caucasians.
Anyway, so what are we talking about today, man?
Today,
what
oh
is?
My goodness. You ready
what
for this? I don't think
is.
You're ready for this, the Love DJ.
Whoa,
I don't
whoa,
think
whoa,
you're
whoa,
ready.
Whoa, whoa. Give it to me.
Because you know
Give
what?
It to me straight.
A lot of people ain't ready.
What is?
So I don't think you're ready either.
But I was bound ready.
The Rejection Nation.
Oh, you hit a nerve.
You here for that? You ready
oh,
for that one?
Oh,
I don't think you're ready. Oh, I told, didn't I tell
ooh,
you?
Ooh, the Rejection Nation.
I told you you weren't ready.
Mm-hmm.
I told ooh, you you weren't ready.
It's going to be a hot topic.
Are people ready to handle rejection?
Ooh, the Rejection Nation. Have you ever been rejected?
Have you? Me? What? There's people that say more than I can count. Well, I lost count. I think in
you,
1983 I lost count. I don't have
is
any more coins to carry.
Is rejection really a part of life?
Mm.
Or is that just something that happens by the wayside? How does that compute in life?
You know what?
Rejection.
In all honesty, I think we all need a little rejection.
Say what?
Yeah.
Keep
yeah.
in mind, I don't need no rejection, man.
Let me explain.
Come on.
If you allow me, I
Show
will explain it to you.
Don't reject me.
We need rejection because sometimes it is part, not just part of life.
Yeah.
It is an essential thing because as we have always come to understand, as they say, You can only value something once you either don't have it or once you've lost it.
I got you.
You
yeah,
understand what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
if
yeah,
imagine
yeah.
if every door you knocked on,
mm-hmm.
they open wide.
That's
everyone,
nice.
Everyone.
That'll be nice.
All right, then you know what? Ding dong.
That's right. Yeah, I want a loan. Yes.
Excuse me, Mr. President. Yes. Excuse me, Mr. President. Can you hook me up? Now, imagine if everywhere you went to, the doors were flung open for you. You would never know what it's like to be on the short end of the stick.
Mm.
I think that builds character. Rejection
uh-huh.
builds character.
True.
It makes you appreciate the little things. It makes you, you know, sometimes it might push some people to work a little harder.
Mm.
You know, there's a famous, I'm not going to give names, you know, but there's a very famous basketball player in the U.S.
Yeah, yeah.
who, when he went for the first tryout, to be, you know, in one of the basketball teams, they turned him down.
Mm.
This is when he was in high school. First time he went to try out for basketball, they turned him down. Nah, you're not good enough. You're not cutting it.
Mm.
He went back home. He worked twice as hard. Next year, he managed to make it to the team. And today he's considered one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Mm-hmm. Most of you who are listening would know who I'm talking about, but whoever he is, you know, he knows who he is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In other words, you learn little from your victories, but much from your loss
That is correct. Mm. We need to embrace both sides. We need to embrace the daylight as much as the nighttime. We need to embrace the good and the bad. There's, as I have stated before on many of our shows, on previous shows, as they say in Latin America, you know, no hay mal que por bien no venga. There's a good reason why bad things happen.
That's interesting way of putting it. Yeah.
There's
a good
things why bad things happen.
Bad
things happen for a good reason. You know, so you need to look at you need to embrace that. You need to learn to channel that in a positive way.
We also say sometimes that our greatest, our worst. How does that thing we say, man?
Our greatest disappointments. Our greatest expectations can be our biggest disappointments. Yeah.
Yes. In other words, we have such a high expectation of something, and then when it doesn't work out, I feel all bad and everything and everything. I mean, because, you know, if you've been rejected the very first time, I mean, you always feel downtrodden. You know, you don't always feel good and feel, you know, happy about it. You know, it's how you get up from after you've been downtrodden, how you get up from your struggles. It's how you get up once you've been knocked down. That's what it's all about. I mean, everyone's different, and not everybody
kind of approach you have towards it. Yeah, at the end of the day, that's what's going to determine
how you're going to become
afterwards.
Yeah, remember, it's either a person going to keep on trying, or some people become depressed and they just give up.
They embrace certain substances.
That's right.
Partake in certain activities.
Puff, puff, pass. Puff, puff, pass.
Magic dragon.
It doesn't help ya.
It ain't gonna happen.
The problem is still gonna be there when you wake up next morning. So guess what?
You're gonna be happy when you're drinking, but your liver.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, not everybody know how to deal with when it comes to being rejected as well.
And you know what? I want to bring that up now that you mentioned that, you know, how have you dealt with, like, you know, back in your day when you had a little bit more hair?
Whatever, man.
I got hair just in the wrong places. undesirable places. But back in the day, you know, when you were in high school, when you were doing certain things, you know, like, how did you handle, you know, you have how many times as a youngster, as a young man, did you step up to somebody, you know, with all your hopes and aspirations and, yo, girl, you know, my name is such and such and blah, 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 blah. I got some flowers for you. You know, here's a little poem, you know, just some verses. And they shut you down like a dog.
Someone please dial 911.
Shut you down like a dog.
You know what? Now that you talk about it, let me take it back for a little while when I was in high school. Okay? So this is my people. Yeah. This
listening.
Is people born of Pacific land. You know what it's like as a young man. You know,
we're la familia over here.
You got your heart set on a girl. You know, I like that girl.
She's fine as can be.
You step up to her. And
like hitting a brick wall.
So my thing is the first time I was rejected, I really did not take it well because it affects your self-esteem
as a
human being, as an individual. It's not that you had a high expectations. You hope for something to be positive. You hope that it would yield some kind of happiness at the end of your, you know, expectation.
At the end of that tunnel.
she would say yes and I like her. But it might not always be reciprocal.
Yeah.
That is the thing people need to understand. When you have an expectation about something, you need to understand you can't expect the other person to feel exactly the same.
Mm.
You need to have acceptance for the choices they then will make pertaining to how they feel about the situation.
And embrace that acceptance as well, yeah.
You just because I like apple pie doesn't mean you got like apple pie. You know, you might like cornbread.
That's right.
You might like chicken.
Me and my cornbread.
And I might like
a
chicken
way
breast,
back.
You know, and everything.
Way back.
So my thing is, I got
add some honey on that cornbread.
I know, right?
You don't understand.
You have some good stuff. Mama biscuits,
that's right.
So I got rejected so many times that I just got used to it. Yeah. You know, it is, I had apps, the first three, four, five, six, seven times. You know,
like I said,
you know,
I lost
it,
track.
It hit her. Oh, if it hurts. It was hurt. Yeah. I was down. I was depressed in this.
You need a hug.
I need a hug. I cried myself to sleep. I sucked my thumb in a corner. Fetal position.
Why does this shit like me?
I still have teeth. Anyway. So the whole thing is this.
And they mine.
And it... It's not like, it's not that I enjoy the rejection. It is just, I got high from it. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, that's cool. Because I began having real courage and determination. I had such confidence in
failure to a degree.
I had confidence.
Was it failure?
Yeah, confidence against failure.
Mm.
I was so confident in my ability to step up to somebody, and whether they shut me down, I had such an acceptance of their choices that it didn't change how I felt. It was about how I went about it. I did not let that affect me. I respected their choice, but hey, I'm going to just keep moving on. Then one day, I think I told you the story. When my friends, my best friends at school, the school, the prom came up. Or the McCall, the matric ball, the matric ball.
This is in South Africa. South they call Africa? It the metric. Well, I don't understand why they call it the metric. It's just like the metric.
Whatever, man.
It's why like do they call it the metric? I don't it's know not the it's matrix, but it's like, is it like
metric?
Metric?
Come metric on, ball.
Is
metric
it, is ball? It like meters? Metric, or,
I don't know. But it's the prom. It's the prom. So every guy had to ask a girl to the prom. And I had nobody. Absolutely nobody. And then there was this one girl at school. I'm actually gonna say her out. Name. I'm gonna
give her a shout out. Baby girl.
I wanna give a shout out. Okay. Girl, don't hurt me, okay? Don't hate me for this, okay? But her name was Natalie.
I'm doing it out of love.
I'm doing it out of love.
Natalie. Big shout out to you, baby
Natalie
girl.
Natalie Durris. Her name was Natalie Durris.
Okay.
At school. She was I think she was the most beautiful girl at school. Okay, wow. I always used to look at her, always used to smile. But I thought to myself, you know what? Nah,
way out of my league.
Way out of my
stay
league.
Stay in my lane.
That's my caliber. That's
stay
A-okay.
In my lane.
Now she shut down every guy who came to ask her to the prom,
dang,
to the dance, the matric dance,
just like that.
She shut down every guy. So my boys decided, yo, we're gonna teach him a lesson. He's Mr. Confidence. Watch what we're gonna do.
We're gonna laugh.
Yeah.
On his behalf.
So my friend, one of my best friends, Randall Ishmael. Yeah. Randall, big love to you, my friend. Okay. He's
good people. Much love.
Good people's Randall Ishmael. So what happened is, so Randall's mother worked for Speckenham, this company that made these fantastic
sandwiches,
kind of meat products.
Oh, snap.
It was the best.
That I can chutney, smell it from here.
With chutney on there, with the bread, with that kind of polony, and then with chutney, ham, and stuff, everything on.
What?
It was the best sandwich on planet Earth. And he knew, I love myself some of them sandwiches.
Toast that V, let's go.
Yeah, and he said, you're like, you know what? You see Natalie over there? She was like standing with her crew, you know, the girls.
Yeah.
They're packed together.
There's nothing. Let me just bring it down. Let's make a quick pause. There's nothing more challenging to a man who has to step up to a woman or a girl.
She got her pack with
and
her.
She's there with her pack on.
Oh, my gosh. She's there with her girls. Up.
Oh, my.
Hey, let me tell you one thing. I'm like, hey, bring it on.
Let's go.
So he said, I dare you for one of my sandwiches to go ask her to the dance. And I'm, nah, man, give me two.
Because let's up the antics.
The stakes was too high. But I'm like, you know what? She is the master of shooting folks down. I was going to go
I'm
down
gonna walk
hard.
Away with-
and I'm like, you need to give me two of them sandwiches. In fact, give me one right now. Let me polish that
down
off
payment.
As a down payment. So when I get hurt and I don't get my sandwich, you know for sure, I'm going to come back here to do. Huh? Anyway. So I think it was Randall, it was Markham, and one guy who called him Roby. So anyway, everybody was like standing together. So they start laughing as I went walking, you know, with my little stride. Now, back in those days, I had a flat top.
Oh, we're not okay. Giving away the age. This is during the flat top days.
Remember Colonel Abrams? Now, the first time I saw Colonel Abrams, I'm like, I got to get a flat top like that.
Get me one of those.
So I had this flat top, a high flat top, punk hairstyle, we call it, a punk hairstyle. So I had my flat top and I had my stroll and I walk up to her and I'm like, hey, Natalie. Oh, hi, Dion. She already knew my name because I was long story. Anyway, long story. But her parents.
Yeah, the whole night.
Small neighborhood. World, anyway, yeah. So she's like, hey, what do you want? I'm like, ha, check it out. Do you want to go with me to the dance? Do you want to be my partner? I know you're going to say no, but it's A-okay. As long as I asked you. I turned around, I walked away, and she said, yes. And I'm like, no. And the guys saw me looking at them, and they began laughing because they couldn't hear anything. They just saw me.
They were too far away.
They saw, look at this man's face, and I'm like, no, man, it's not supposed to work out. She's supposed to reject me, man. The word in the street is she shoot every guy down.
Oh, my goodness.
I turned around and went, I'm like, why did you have to go say yes? She's like, excuse me? I said, why did you have to say yes? Because you asked me. How do you mean because I asked you?
But all these other guys asked
you. But other guys asked you. Well, I just say, I say yes. So, anyway, so I wasn't rejected. She said yes. And I remember the dance was at the Stellenbosch City Hall. When
In South Africa. Western Cape.
Western Cape. So when we came walking into the city hall, that entire place came to a standstill. They like, say what? She comes with him? I'm like, yeah.
That's right.
It was the most amazing evening, needless to say. You know, so for me, when you go through rejection, you know, after a while, you get, I won't say get used to it, but it is how you rise up from it. It need to give you the courage and the determination to keep on succeeding and to not allow it to be downtrodden. Simple as that.
And you're listening to The Rejection Nation.
That's right.
This is DR Taino with my co-host and co-pilot.
The Love DJ.
Doing our do as always from
That's right, good people. Remember, drop us a line.
Info
send us an email at buenavistafm.com. Good people.
Thank you so much. And share. Please share.
Share with your friends and everything. Sharing is caring.
You know.
And remember, no need to support us anymore. We used to ask you guys in the past, please support us by clicking on this. Nah.
Done.
No more.
And dust it.
Done and dusted. You don't need to support us anymore. All you have to do is help your immediate environment for those lesser. And please, no one ever
help your fellow man.
No one became poor from giving. So please help somebody out there that's in need, that's hungry, that's destitute, that needs someone to talk to, somebody that is homeless.
And hunger is not always just giving out food. Sometimes somebody just needs a hug, somebody needs some love. That's also something that we have to learn to share. Mm-hmm. We have to learn to give and share our love with our fellow people.
And remember, when you do kind, do it anonymously. Yep. Don't post it on social media.
Oh my goodness!
Come on, man.
We actually have to do a show on that. So nonsensical with people.
I know, right?
Today I saw this person and I gave
them
a pair of
shoes. They gotta
post
what they do.
You know, 50 million views.
I'm paying for your meal.
Come on, man.
I'm paying for your meal, so they put that on whatever,
put your
man.
Ego aside.
Come on.
Put your ego aside.
That's right, good peoples. Anyway.
So we were saying that is a very funny story.
Yeah, I mean, that is an episode story for another time. What happened when I went to go pick her up, when we it's a long, beautiful story. But anyway, long story.
I faced some rejection myself. This was a while back, but perseverance, part of rejection.
That's right, perseverance.
You have to learn to persevere. Sorry, we're drinking water here. We're thirsty. Drinking gin. We're drinking some nature
juice.
I
thought you were about to say gin and juice or something.
No, juice. I was going to say juice. Nature's juice.
Nature's
juice,
that's right.
Nature's juice.
All right,
now, That's how we roll. So I there was a young lady that we worked in a very similar facility.
Yeah.
And so we used to take the same bus coming back home and everything. And one day we started talking on the bus, and it was just like, you know, bus buddies. You're just talking. And, you know, it was, I sense all the
what you call it, the body language was happening. Mm-hmm. You know, the continuous looks and this and that. And I'm like, yo, man, like this is I like the way this is going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I asked her out, and she shut me down quicker than you can sneeze. I'm like, yo, so you know, want to get some coffee sometime? No, I'm like,
just like that.
So the conversation got very quiet very quickly.
Very quick.
She just shut me down.
For no reason.
Right then just, and there.
What?
She shut me down. Okay. So, all right. So, you know, a couple of days go by. Yeah, we're hanging out again on the bus and we're talking and blah, 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 blah.
That's the awkward moment, right?
No. It was like a refresh.
A reset.
You know, let's start yapping again and we're talking and blah, 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 blah. And everything is going well. And I'm like, yo, man. This is very nice. I'm getting all the signals from her. You know what I mean? And next thing you know, I asked her out, yo, let's get some coffee sometime. Well, let me take you out and have a drink or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
What? And come on, man. I'm like, I want to know what's going down. I would ask her, yo, what's up, girl?
Are you serious?
What?
Okay, so I let it be. Couple of days go by. Same thing. All the trimmings were there.
Get the hint.
You know, I said this, and she's laughing at that. And I got this corny joke from 1972. Let me.
I got check, my Jericho check. Going out.
Let
I
me.
Got the Jericho. Baby.
All the trimmings. Everything had gone on check. You know, Vanaka and the whole thing.
Yeah, I got my birthmans.
My man, I asked her out a third time. No.
What?
She told me straight up no, and I said, you know what? Third time's a charm. You know what I mean?
I'm out.
You need to cut my head off three times before I get the message.
I got the message.
This is the third time I got the message.
So what happened?
Son, don't you know?
What happened was?
What happened was somehow between the first rejection and the third one, we had exchanged phone numbers. Won't you know? One day, randomly, she messaged me.
How far after that was it?
After the third rejection, I finally said, I'm done.
I'm done. Yeah, okay.
I told myself, you know what? I'm embarrassed. Mm-hmm. I have some decency, some self-worth, young man. Yeah.
Retain some of my dignity.
I'm looking at myself.
I'm retaining
naked
some of my
in front of the mirror. Anyway, listen.
Ah, man, you're naked in front of the mirror. That's a nasty thing.
Don't judge me. You don't know me. Don't judge. You don't know what I do in the privacy of my privacy.
Shame, poor mirror. Mirror, forgive him.
Yeah, it cracked. Anyway.
cracked me up.
It was a cracked mirror. And so one day she messaged me, hey, what you doing?
I'm okay.
I'm okay. Like, how are you?
What you want? And then
I thought about saying that. What you want? And she's like, no, you know, I'm over here with my friends and blah, 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 blah. Why don't you come through? I'm like, okay.
You just jumped on the bandwagon and went?
Hey, you never know. I still liked her.
Oh, my God. What? Yeah.
Don't judge me. I did not tell you not to judge me. I asked you not to judge me.
I'm going to judge you. I forgive you.
So we went. she was at a bar with a couple of her roommates and some friends.
Bar.
Hey.
Okay, so good.
We are all of age. We're all 17 at some time.
Okay.
Anyway, so we sat down and, you know, we hit it off, you know, talking, whatever, drinking, this and that. Okay. I go home about an hour and change later.
Yeah.
And because the next day I had to get up really early to go to work. And this is like maybe 5:30 in the afternoon. I'm like, I'm tired. I want to go home. Mm, I want to eat dinner, chillax, watch some TV, and go straight to bed. Won't you know? I message her, hey, thank you. You know, thank you so much for inviting me.
Back in those days when you get a text message, doot.
I know, right? Running up your
volume,
your AT&T and your singular. And so I got that message, and I'm like, you know what? I messaged her. I said, thank you so much for inviting me. I really, and I meant it. Yep. I really, truly had a great time. You know, I seldom go out because I had two jobs and I was going to school at the time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, I seldom had enough time to really socialize. So I thanked her and I said, thank you. I had a great time. You know, thank you.
You were sincere in your dealings. Yeah.
And I thanked her. Please, when you speak to your friends and roommates, please let them extend. You know, I had a great time and it was a pleasure meeting them and blah, blah, blah. Oh, thank you. And la, 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 la.
Yeah. All the bells and whistles.
And I'm like, should I? Should I?
You got shut out three times.
Don't go there. Yeah, you know, whatever. Oh, no, whatever. You didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Do you want to go to the movies tomorrow?
Oh, you didn't?
La, 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 la.
Oh, you asked her?
I'd love to go to the movies.
Wait, say what?
Yep. So we went to the movies. We went to the movies the next day, and it was on. We dated for about a year after that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What? Did you ever ask her the reason why?
She told me.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, but I don't want to bring it up here because it's very...
The other thing I don't want to tell us.
See, let me just say it. How do I say this? Without incriminating.
Yeah. You're a criminalist.
Okay. Yes.
Don't incriminate yourself.
I'm gonna paint a very broad picture. Very broad picture. Let's just say I was going through some challenges and life challenges that everybody faces
and so forth.
Yes. This individual, this young lady, she was a very beautiful person and so forth. And she helped me through a lot of stuff. Now, by the time I asked her, why did you reject me three times? We were living in one city. And she was going to move to another city to continue her studies.
Okay.
So she didn't want to be in a position where she was going to have a long-term relationship.
Okay.
Number one. That was the number one. Number two, let's just say that we come from different ethnic backgrounds.
And so forth. Yeah.
And not in her, but she was thinking of her family and the way her family thinks.
Oh, I got you. Like Ebony and Ivory kind of thing?
Yeah.
I got you.
You're trying to mix vanilla with chocolate, sometimes you got a mocha? Some people that they don't want you adding any nuts in there.
Okay.
Because they're allergic is what I mean.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's
got a nut allergy.
It's a nut allergy. People want to stay in black. And so she was nuts about you.
You can say it. You can say that again. So that happened, and then eventually, you know, we dated for a very long time, and everything was great. Everything was great. But that's just one of the challenges in life, you know, like you
rejections in relationships that
you
happens.
And I needed it. And she told me I wanted to reject you a fourth time, but
will she get a kick out of it?
She said it's just that I from the first time I wanted to date you, she said to me.
That's comforting.
But the problem was all the logistics. There's so many hurdles to overcome. You have the distance thing. You have the distance thing. You have this. Yeah. So it was just you won't know
till you try.
That's very true. That's very true.
I always say victory favors the brave.
We dated. Eventually, I went back to the. The city where I was at is out west in the American Pacific.
Yeah.
So from there, she went to study in New York. And eventually, what I set out to do in that city kind of panned out and everything just... I found the conclusion of what I needed. So I sat down one day and I'm like, what am I doing here? I'm already done.
Yeah, what am I doing? Done that, got that T-shirt.
Exactly. Let me go back home to New York where she's waiting. So it was wonderful. So.
I mean, when it comes to rejection, I think everybody has been through that earlier stages of rejection. In a relationship, when you approach somebody and they do not quite feel the same way that you do, you know, you should not have all your eggs in one basket. Yeah. And for all the people in Buena Vista FM land, rejection works simple. Okay, you will only feel rejected if you had an expectation of positivity or you hoped for a favorable outcome.
Mm.
In other words, you have not factored into that situation if that person might feel indifferent.
Mm.
You didn't come to the table with a sense of acceptance if it does not pan out. You came to the table like, it's going to work. They have to say yes. Yes, it was one-sided.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of our disappointments and our feelings of rejection and we feeling downtrodden happens and we feel depressed is because we had such a high expectation of the outcome being very positive when in fact it did not.
Hmm.
I mean, with us explaining in a classical case in point, when you have no expectations and you just do it, you might be surprised what actually happened afterwards.
Hmm.
Is when you go into a situation with an intention, you know, I want this to work out, and it doesn't, that we feel disappointed. But the moment you decide, you know what, I'm going to just go with the flow, bam, it works out.
Thank you for listening. This is the Rejection Nation.
That's right, good people.
Doing our do as always, only at Buena Vista FM. This is DR Taino with my co-host.
DJ, good doing people. Our do. And remember, send us comment or email.
info at BuenaVistaFM.com.
All right, good people.
Yeah. But you know what? I wanna add a little something to that. You know, because in all honesty, there were some rejections. And this is a question I'm asking to you, the love DJ, and I wanna ask our familia, who are listeners, you know. Sometimes we also have to be grateful for the things that were not. Because sometimes you come across people who reject you and you're heartbroken for a month or two or a full year or whatever length of time it takes you to drink your way out of her. I mean,
say no to drugs.
But in all seriousness, whatever length of time it takes you to get out of that situation,
that rut,
and then you look back and you're like, you see that person where they have the stuff and the carnage that they have carried over for X number of years and all the exes that they have had and all the things that they have done to those people.
Oh, yeah?
And you're like, you know what? I would have been another victim.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And that person, perhaps that person was sparing me, or even the universe
without them knowing
was
about
sparing
it.
Me of what would have been.
Sometimes we look at a closed door for such a long time, we don't see other doors opening up.
Very much.
So we shouldn't dwell too long on rejection. We should move on. Because like you have just said, in my life specifically, so many that have rejected me, years down the line, it somehow the information reaches
makes
you.
It to you, yeah.
You know, you weren't looking.
Did you hear about such
you
and such?
You didn't lose
what?
Sleep. You didn't lose sleep. Oh, what happened to X, Y, and Z? Just somewhere and somehow the information reached you. Hey, you know this girl? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I remember her. Guess what? Blah, blah, X, Y, and Z. What? That happened to
get
her?
Get out.
Now you think to yourself, that could have been me.
Yep, that could have been me. Exactly.
So, like you said, sometimes bad things happen
for good reason. For very good reason. You know, we have to be grateful of what never was. We've been spared. We've been through much, but we've been spared much as well. So we have to be grateful. Sometimes you might not see the reason
in that,
at that particular moment.
You don't?
No. You know, I had a very eye-opening experience, and I'm grateful to an individual. I don't know if she's listening to this particular. Maybe she is. I'll see. But I wanted to date her cousin. And for well over a year, I was trying to.
Wait. You wanted to date her cousin and
her cousin.
Whoa.
No, not her.
Oh, I got you.
I wanted to date her cousin.
Sure?
Oh, she was pretty. She was very pretty. Oh,
okay, I got you.
But, you know, my focus was
on
her cousin.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I got you.
You know, that's where the bite had come in, you know, that little ka-ching, you know, that ding. That's where I felt it. I'm going to follow it.
Yeah, Cupid.
And eventually, she pulled me aside one day. Yeah, we're just hanging out one day. Hey, and she said, hey, come here. I'm like, what's up, girl? This and that. Why are you stepping up to my cousin?
What? What?
It ain't.
Huh?
She stayed up. She told me, why are you stepping up to my cousin?
got to do with you, girl? Ain't your business.
See what happened was.
What do you say?
And she said, and I said, no, yeah. Because, you know, I just, you know, I really like her and, you know, this and that. And she said, you're wasting your time with my cousin.
Oh, what?
Just like that. She said, you know those poems that you write for her? She reads them with the with the men that she sleeps with and she laughs.
What?
I was like,
ooh.
Eh? She says, she laughs at the poems that you write. To her, she laughs with the men that she sleeps with. Not the man, but the men with an E.
Oh, snap.
And I was like,
damn.
My heart just sank. I had to walk away. I was so embarrassed. I was so heartbroken. And needless to say, I wrote one last poem detailing.
And so forth.
Many things.
Yeah.
Just some stuff that I needed to get out of my chest.
Yeah.
And
let it be.
Then years
Send
later.
That packing.
Years later. I'm talking years
later. Long time.
I saw her randomly. Like, yo, man, like, what's up, girl?
What?
Dang, it's been a minute because she moved somewhere else and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then I saw her and I'm like, yo, man, let me talk to you for a minute. And she's like, what?
Holler at you for a sec.
I said, I want to thank you. She's like, what?
What?
Thank me for
Yeah.
I said, that one time you pulled me aside and you said X, Y, and Z about your own cousin. Yo, man, thank you so much. You helped me so much. You didn't have to, but the fact that you said it helped me through so much. I'm so grateful to you. I'm very grateful.
It could have ended so much worse, man.
And she said, you're a good man. She said to me, my cousin didn't deserve you. I was like, what?
Just like that. Sometimes other people look out for you.
Like I said.
Sometimes other people look out
for you. And then I saw, because we stayed very relatively close, you know, whatever. She got married and she had kids and this and that. And I saw many things that I'm like, yo, man, what? Nah, this is not the path I wanted to follow.
I hear you. I mean, no, we talk about rejection. How about being rejected at a job? Remember? You know, when you go for that.
Oh.
Remember you spoke about that now the other time? We don't want to talk about it again. But people in Buena Vista,
I've been through so many rejections at work.
Haven't you had your heart set? You look at the ad, you apply for it. And now you're going to go for the interview. You take your portfolio with you. You take your curriculum
everything,
vitae, your CV.
You put on your suit.
Your suit.
Your tight shoes.
Everything.
Your
and
horns
everything.
Reminding you, hey, we're here.
Put your church shoes on and everything. Yeah, and then you go. And then you get rejected by these people. You know,
we're just moving in a different direction. We've decided, And as an individual that... have been in the hospitality industry for such a long time in New York City. New York City has some of the biggest hotels in the country and in the world. And you'd be surprised how political the scene is. It's very political. Politics play a very big role because if I'm coming to you and you see my CV or my curriculum or my resume, if you're able to see, these are the places where I've worked at. Oh, my goodness. This is the kind of resume that I have. You speak this language. You speak that language. So you're looking for someone for this post. This is what I can do. So for you not to move forward, no, we're going to move with another candidate. We're going to move with this. It was very interesting. And one or two of the places that I visited, you know, afterwards, I actually, in retrospect, I saw what had become of those establishments. And I said, you know what? Yeah, it was better. It was best that I didn't, that I never worked there because some of these establishments, some of them came up and they were in the news because of not so positive reasons. It's a lot of different things that it's very hard, especially when you're out of work and you're looking for employment and they actually call you back because you send out an email and you file X number of applications for a job post. And then eventually somebody gets back. Oh yeah. We want to schedule an appointment in an interview with you. And you go and you might not
be their fit.
And
You might not be what they are looking for. You know what? You are looking for a job. But they also know what they are looking for. And it's the same with the relationship. You know, I know what I'm looking for and she know what she or he is looking for.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, you need to sit around the same table and you got to iron out the kinks. That's why there's this new thing. I think it's a new thing. People call it ghosting.
Oh.
We just sidetracked.
Yeah, we went out for a date or two. We paid for everything. We knocked some boots. And then she ghosted me.
And when we just move away from the job thing for a hot second, when people get ghosted, I mean, the definition of being ghosted, you know, when
they're
somebody,
just not there.
They're just not there. They stand you up. They stood you up. Or they show interest in you and they never respond to your to your calls or to your emails.
Or they respond after a month or two.
After a month or two or three or four months, you know. It's like, hey, man, what's happening? Oh, no, we had a date yesterday and you never pitched.
Yeah.
It's when that person know they have made up their mind. They wish not to continue with something, but instead of letting you know, they keep it to themselves.
So I feel like there's a certain level of cowardice that comes with it.
Oh, very much.
Because
I don't care who says what, but there's definitely cowardice.
Nowadays, there's such a so-called hookup culture.
Yeah.
Anybody, you can, recently, I was looking at an article somewhere of a young lady out in Australia that had, she literally said in a year she slept with 300 people.
What?
300 people. Now,
did she sleep with him as in just lay down, she's tired, and she got a cut? I mean, people always say, I'm sleeping with him. Well, I'm tired.
What I'm getting at.
I got you.
Promiscuity in this day and age is acceptable. I'm not here to judge you. You have your past. You have your
preferences.
Your own preferences. That's understandable. Yeah. But when you boast about, number one, the narcissism that comes with you boasting that you slept with X number of people, number one. Number two, the fact that you have all this approach at being coward is like, oh, well, it's just one of those things. We slept together and just move on. You don't know the kind of relationship, or not the kind of relationship, but the kind of heartache you may be causing on somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Because this person, now you want to ghost them for X, Y, and Z reason, but this person maybe had high hopes with you. Mm. You know what? I see this person. I think that they would be a good fit for me to start a good family. Maybe we can do this. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
But you're thinking something else. Maybe just along the way of, you know what, I'll just hit it and quit it, as they say, and I'll ghost them. I'll block them everywhere, and I'll just move on with my life. But what happens to the person that you were with?
Yeah.
What about their feelings? What about their... It's like there's a level of, I just don't care. I'm going to do what I want.
Everything has consequences.
It's just like a selfish approach at everything.
You know what? Despite the cowardice of somebody who not... want to let another person know what they have decided, when they just go about their business making their choices and let the other person just fall victim to whatever,
they'll eventually get it.
They
just
will
block them and ignore them and they'll get it.
But
they'll
my
move
thing
on
is, we live in such a small world, and I believe in cause and effect.
Yes.
It's just what you do to another will be done to you.
Yeah.
It's not complicated.
Yeah.
You know, my thing is this. We live in a world where people need each other. It's a reciprocation of mutual relationships. It's like we've said so many times, it's built on honesty.
Yeah.
You have to be forthcoming and speak to this person about how you feel about something and what you want to do, what you don't like, how you like it to be.
Very true.
But my thing is this. When you make a decision, and it will affect somebody else, and they do not know. That is not good.
Mm.
You know?
Very
so,
true.
At the end of the day, you look at the rejection at a job, okay? It's a job that you wanted, in other words, or
it's
you,
the pay,
you,
it's
you
the
wanted
location.
You wanted the promotion, and they reject you. Yep. Like, sorry, we've chosen somebody else. We've been down that road before.
Oh, my goodness,
you know?
Yeah.
So, my thing is this. Rejection and feeling downtrodden is a natural occurrence in life. You know, you cannot expect everything just to go your merry way. It is how you recover from it.
But you know what? To a degree, rejection has its merits, because from one of the many hats that the Love DJ and myself have worn, you know, we have worked for so many different companies, and to a degree, that is what has propelled us to be exactly where we are in terms of entrepreneurship and moving forward. Now you've worked, you quote unquote, you always wanted that perfect job, But it always eluded you. Mm-hmm. But now you're in a position where, you know what? I have to take things upon myself to try and make the perfect job for myself.
Mm-hmm. I've also learned that when it comes to being defeated, when it comes to being rejected, if there's one thing you should never do, do not isolate yourself. Mm. Do not isolate yourself and deal with such rejection or the defeat on your own. You need to have the company of friends or family. You keep company with people that you feel connected to.
Yeah.
Don't try to just...
And open up, yeah.
And open up to them and speak about it. Because although, you know, when it comes to... That's why, personally, I don't like sports. I'm going to just put it out there. I do not like sports. Because in sports, somebody win and somebody lose.
Yeah.
Okay, if there are no competition,
competitive
if,
sports.
If there's
yeah.
no, I don't like competitive sports. In other words, if you will never compete, nobody will ever lose. I want everybody to be okay. They need to have the sportsmanship of fellowship with each other. They do it for the fun of the activity.
And participating, yeah.
But now you have a sport where it's like.
Everybody wants to be the first. Everybody yeah. wants to come in first place. And those who don't.
Oh my goodness. Like whether you won with 1/1,000,000 of a second, you won and that person lost.
Oh my goodness.
You know, if there's no competition, then nobody will lose.
Yeah.
You know, so at the end of the day, when it comes to being defeated in something, it is how would you rise from being defeated? If you, when you feel rejected in something, how would you rise up from it to
personally,
fight another day? How would you do it?
Personally, I look at it as, what is my aspiration? What do I aspire for?
Aspiration.
What is
expectation?
My aspiration.
Aspiration.
What do I aspire for? Like, let's say, hypothetically speaking, I love hiking. There's a, close to where I live, there's a mountain that I love to hike. Mm-hmm. And let's just hypothetically say that midway through that mountain, yeah. I slip and fall and, you know, something happens to my arm, you know. Am I going to stop, although I'm halfway through the mountain? Yeah. Am I going to stop finishing my climb and go back home?
Yeah.
Or, like, what am I supposed to do? Mm-hmm. My aspiration mm-hmm. is to climb that mountain. Yeah, you might come across some bruises and some slips and falls, as they say.
Yeah.
But your ultimate goal is to climb that mountain.
Mm-hmm.
The view from that mountain is truly amazing. Yeah, it is very beautiful. So every time I go, I think of reaching that goal of my. I aspire to reach that goal of getting up to that to the zenith of that mountain. Mm-hmm. Now, that is what keeps me going. If I fall, I get up. That's my goal. My goal is reaching that zenith. Mm-hmm. So that is how I rise. I don't know. I cannot speak for anybody else, but that is how I choose to go about any failure.
You said a very important word. It's called aspirations. And I can resonate with that. And it is actually factual. So people in Buena Vista, Vermland, instead of having an expectation about something, whether it be your a potential job, a potential
mate.
Relationship, a potential mate, a potential
loan.
Marriage. a potential project, a potential assistance. Rather go into it with a sense of aspiration. Aspirations make space for failure. It makes space for acceptance of whatever may be. It will create space to allow if another person or the other party wish to reject it, if the other party wish to say no, you have made room. You just have an aspiration. But the moment you have an expectation, it becomes your worst disappointment. So I think people should really focus on aspiring for what they do. I aspire when I go to work, everything will be okay.
And it gives you room for overcoming hurdles as well. Yeah.
Because my thing is, you should not be complacent at life either. You can't just say, okay, I've got a job, fantastic, I'll do this every day for the next 20, 30, 40 years. You don't know. Go to work as if it will be your last. If you then
sometimes
the next,
it is.
Sometimes it is. Do you know how many times we were let go from companies?
Yeah.
They had to fire us or they had to, we're moving in a different direction.
Yeah.
You know, they had to let you go and yet you thought you had job security.
Yeah.
Okay? In other words, you had an expectation that job will always be there. But in the world of man, everything with a beginning has an end. You know, it's like the seasons. Everything changes. There's no guarantee and there is no certainty of it. So it's always best to rather live with a sense of aspiration for what you do. And that way, when you face disappointment, it's okay. You deal with it. You accept it. It's like a hiding. It hurts. You're used to it. But it hurts each time. You know what I mean? You know, you're used to it. But it hurts each time, you know? So you feel it down your soul. You feel you hurt and everything. Well, but, you know, but...
Usually, hidings, that's a South African word. We call it a butt whipping in the States.
Yeah, get that switch out. Get whooping. Get a beating or something like that. I don't hit him. I beat him. What? You know? So just have an aspiration about things. That's how you deal with life. Simple as that.
Thank you so much for listening to the
that's right, the Rejection Nation.
The Rejection Nation. We're talking about ass whoopings here. Sorry.
That's right.
Sometimes, like, my mind just went back to them days.
Yeah, get him suits right.
Teaches you how to respect, I tell you that much.
That's right. R-S-P-S-D-C-E-E-E, be respected.
This is the Artaino.
That's right, it's a love DJ.
Doing our do only at Buena Vista FM.
That's right.
Please send us an email whenever you can.
That's right. info@BuenaVistaFM.com. Good people.
Thank you so very much. Thank you for listening. Share this with people. Yeah, I know for a fact. Whoever's listening, you know what? I think Timmy would very, very much benefit from listening to this. That's Let me right. send it to him.
Yeah, I always say,
share it. You know, sharing is caring.
The thing is, because people in Buena Vista FM land, for those of you who don't know, when it comes to podcasting and when people do what they do, they're always like, oh, advertising. There's the monetary value, you know, so you can get money on the back end. No. Not at all. This is what we do for fun. This is what we do as a passion for our fellows.
Yeah.
You know? So we are not getting paid for this.
Sharing this.
We're not doing this to make money, not in the least, but we're just there to try and help in whichever way we possibly can.
Yeah, there's so many people that really truly there's so many
intentions. What are your intentions?
Because nowadays it's with that in mind, there's the with the rejection and everything, there's the whole aspect of like, we had somebody who asked us, why don't you put on a camera in there and then open up one of those video online platforms
feeds
and blah, 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 blah. It's like, yo, man, no.
Not going to happen.
Nah, why?
We're
wearing boxer shorts. We're chillaxing over here. You don't understand. We're drinking water like it's not. And now you want to bring in a camera?
Radio's radio, man. Come on, we got that sense.
We're not into social media stuff. Yeah, we're really that's not us.
You know, so
if it's your cup of tea, by all means, enjoy it.
So but please forward it to people, us. Man.
Share it.
Whatever the case needs to be. In it.
Do your do. But so, embrace rejection.
Yeah. Embrace rejection.
Rejection is part of growth.
Yeah, it's how unfortunate. You accept such a rejection.
It's part of life. Rejection. And one thing I wanted to ask you, the Love DJ, is that. Nowadays, what I'm beginning to see more and more is what I like to call the children that have never been told no by their parents.
Oh, yeah.
Unadulterated entitlement of, you know, it's just that, you know, why I can't understand why you da 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 because, you know, I'm going to get back. But listen, no. But my parents never told me no.
Well, no is an answer to.
I'm not your parent, so therefore I'm letting you know no. You know, how do you deal with someone? How do you reject someone who is heck bent on not accepting no for an answer? Who has never been told no because their parents cradle them because whoever it was that was around them had them with like the little helmets and were walking on eggshells because, oh, you can't say this to such and such because that might happen. And well, how do you combat that? How do you address that?
Well, the thing is, you have to remember when it comes to rejection, it may sound as if we talk about just being on the receiving end of rejection. But what if you have to dish out
the rejection. Yeah. Yes. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
When you need to dish out the rejection. Now, this is where it comes in.
You have to be the rejectee.
The rejectee. Can you say that?
The rejector and the rejectee. Like don't worry about it, man.
Is there a word like that?
Don't ask me. Don't be asking me questions.
You better Wikipedia.
Don't be asking me questions.
Where they at?
They say you're either the
yeah.
You're the victim or the victim married with the criminal or whatever.
Criminus.
You're either the rejector or the rejectee.
Rejectee.
Whatever. Okay. So you know what we're talking about. We're in familia over here.
Okay. So if you have to dish out, I won't say the rejection. If you have to dish out, yeah, the rejection. There are two ways I believe in doing it. Okay? Mm. No is an answer.
Yeah.
It requires no explanation. People know what you tell them.
Very true.
So when you say no, you don't have to explain yourself. Mm. But the moment you feel you need to belittle somebody else.
Oh, that's a different
thing. That is a different thing. Because to reject somebody, now you need
looking
to,
down on them.
You look down on them. You point out their shortcomings, their failures, what you think of them. That is not good. You have no reason to kick somebody while they're down. If you're going to reject somebody, just say, there's two ways I always tell people to say, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to respectfully decline.
Very
or,
true.
No, thank you. Those are the two. Those are the two that I tell
humility
people.
Humility goes a long way.
Humility goes a long way. When somebody asks, listen, you know, you want to go out on a date? I'm sorry, I'm going to have to respectfully decline. Okay, just the way that you say it and the words that you use. Okay, now, wow. And we say, no, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, wow. But you say, no, I don't want to. It is it's no longer also what you say, but how you say it.
How you say it, yeah.
So when it comes to telling somebody else, you know, without having to give your opinion, you know, why do you have to explain? If they cannot accept it, don't carry their burden for them, because each person needs to deal with how they accept certain things.
Very true.
So for argument's sake, like like I've just said, if somebody says, yeah, but I'm not used to getting no for an answer, you know? So I just told you I want to go on a holiday, 2-day holiday. You know, I don't accept no for an answer. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to respectfully decline. You know, when you do not explain yourself and you've just given your answer, it's an answer within itself.
That's correct.
Let that person deal with it. But the one thing you should never do is try to confront the person and start having an argument, trying to justify why you're saying no when it is your universal choice to make a decision and to be able to say no.
Very true.
It's
very
as simple
true.
As that. So very, it's how you go
true.
About it.
Very, very true. And now there's another aspect of it as well. Yeah. Now you have individuals who are not content with dishing out the rejection to the point where now they have to go on social media and boast about it. Well, I told this guy that, you know, he doesn't make enough money for me to date him, and you know, I told this girl that she's this and she's too heavy. Like, social media doesn't need to know what has become of people's privacy. Why do you think that you have to privacy? Excuse me. Carry on, privacy. Never understood why they say privacy.
We spoke about it in the previous episode.
In one of the previous episodes, yes. Privacy. Yeah. But is this a private matter or private matter? That's a bit confusing. But it is your language, not mine. Yeah. Anyway.
So when it comes to the privacy.
Social media and social media people, I call them, I'm truly sorry that I'm using this word, but I call them attention hoes.
Yeah,
they're just bent on getting that dopamine of attention and likes, and how many people saw it. And this is what I said, but I'm just speaking my mind.
Validation.
Really? Come on, man.
Everything.
Really?
Nah, man.
But anyway, let's what do you have to share with or you want me to start with? It's up to you.
Let me conclude from my side. When it comes to the rejection nation, you know. I'm going to stick to my guns and saying you have no say over what people say and do to you, only how you choose to respond. And it's always best to go through life with a sense of aspiration instead of a sense of expectation.
Mm.
So in other words, when you are downtrodden and you're encountering any kind of disappointment or anguish on your path, try to accept it for what it is, have understanding for it, feel what you feel, get up, and move forward, and do not look back. Too many people look in a direction they are not walking. Stop looking at the closed door for such a long time that you might not see another one opening up. Do not ponder, don't gripe, don't whine about it. And I firmly believe if people don't get what they want, watch them. See how they behave.
Their true colors.
And see how they react. Their true colors will truly come out, will tell you everything about that person when you reject them. Okay? That speaks of their true nature. Because you know what? At the end of the day, you know, a sword is shaped by fire, but people by how they shape their words.
Very
and
true.
How you use your words at the end of the day will determine by it. Nobody wants to be on the receiving end of rejection. But when you unfortunately have to be placed in a situation where you have to either reject somebody or say no, be sincere about it. Don't be cruel about it. Don't kick a person while they're down. That's all. Because you know what?
The world is very small.
The world is very small. You never know. Do unto others as you want to have done unto you.
You never know.
Simple as that. What you have to say?
For me, there's another word that to a degree is parallel to rejection, and that is resilience.
Ah, that's right.
You have to be resilient in this world.
Perseverance.
Persevere. You know,
you're resilient.
You know what? You're gonna fail 1,000 times, that 1,001th time, that's the one that really matters. You know, it's we learn a lot from our failures. You know what? Last time I cooked this and it burned because let me try this other thing. And
it's evolutionary.
It's evolution. It's everything you have to
success
build.
Success is evolutionary.
You have to build on your previous failures in order for you to succeed. But once you succeed, build on that as well.
Yeah, because if a mountain is right in front of you, there's more than one way to
you either go around it. You drill a hole. You climb it.
Find your way
you.
Around it. It's not just one way to go over a mountain.
It's the way that you choose to go about it. So I always perceived it as resilience. Know you're down and out, but you know what? I have to get back up because I have to reach that mountain. I have to reach the zenith. That is my goal. That is what I aspire to do, be it today, tomorrow, or in 100 years. That is my aspiration. So my thing is, my last words are, you know, just try to be humble. Humility goes a very long way.
Yeah.
Social media doesn't need to know everything that goes on in your life.
Yeah, man.
It doesn't. Nobody really cares, to be honest with you. Nobody cares.
The only people who care are the ones on your phone, the people that you have direct contact
with. And even them, they might be like, why are you putting that out there?
Yeah, what's wrong with y'all?
You know what I mean? Act like you got sense. So just be you, be honest. Be honest, be truthful to yourself. Be faithful.
Be sincerely honest.
Yeah.
Be sincerely honest.
Be faithful to yourself in terms of what you aspire to do without hurting other people. Because that's, stay firm, stand firm, you know, respectfully, but being kind to others, be good to other people.
And always remember, it doesn't matter what happened in your life, at some point in time, there will be another sunrise.
That is true. That is true. With that being said, this is DR Taino signing off.
That's right, the Love DJ.
You're doing our due.
In love, light, and life.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Peace and love. Till next time, good people.
Yeah.